And he said, Hearken ye, all Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou King Jehoshaphat. Thus saith the Lord unto you, Be not afraid, nor dismayed, by reason of this great multitude. For the battle is not yours, but God's. Ye shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves, stand ye still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. Ye shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourself, stand ye still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you. O Judah and Jerusalem, fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you, for the Lord will be with you, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Ye shall not need to fight in this battle. Ye shall not need to fight in this battle. O Judah and Jerusalem, fear not. Colossians chapter 3, verses 14 to 17. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Amen. And above all these things, put on charity. And above all these things, put on charity. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts. Let the word of Christ dwell in you. And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord. Do all in the name of the Lord.
A blessing. Amen. Now that's